Coach, I guess with the obvious storyline coming in, how special was it to see Patrick get three in a night like this?
You know, he's a 20-year-old young man that has a level of pressure on him that probably most people would never feel. He's coming home, wanting, you know, his game wasn't where he needs it to be. Tonight was a good example of what we see from Patty so often, because he scored three, but I think he could have had seven. Right, their guy made a couple of great saves on him, and he missed a couple that he'd like. So that's the Patty Laine that we get to enjoy in Winnipeg almost nightly. And you know what, I'm just so happy for him and his family that he can have a night like this at home. It's just outstanding.
On the right side, fourth row, Sergei.
Hey, Coach, over here. Tonight, the marquee players, obviously, Laine, Barkov, but around the league, it could be any number of Finns going against one another, Swedes, Russians, etc. Is that maybe one of the signs of the true growth of the game and the competitiveness of the game and just how diverse this game is?
Well, when you think of the change, right, and you know, when you had your first Europeans come over, it was such a challenge for them, I felt. You know, they didn't have the exposure to the North American game that they now have, you know, from all the World Junior tournaments. Right from 16 on, these guys are exposed to it. And they're completely accepted in the rooms and completely, and now they're doing it at 20, right? So they can come over and have huge impact in the National Hockey League right away. They don't have the same lag time that they used to, you know, having spent, I'm trying to think of what year it was, but 4 or 5, 6 years ago, a year in Russia. The European games have developed now that they're moving closer and closer to the North American game, but the North American game clearly has moved closer to the European game. There has been a merging of the game, speed and skill. Their influence has been great on our game, and the North American game influence on European hockey, I think, just makes it easier. These kids can step in now, and it's not as big a chasm between the two styles of play.
Paul, why'd you put Patrick up? Were you trying to help him get the hat trick, or a reward for a good play throughout the night?
It was right. It was the right thing to do. Had he struggled, you know, 5-on-5, if I had been uncomfortable with his game, I still would have put him out. Who am I kidding? I'm in Finland. I'm putting the guy out there because I want to be able to get to the bus after the game. Patty's not on there. That might have been 50-50 proposition, me getting out of here alive.
On the left side, second row.
Patrick said in the TV interview after the match that he appreciated that you put
right
him on the ice at the end. Did he say anything to you after the game?
No. Truly, his play deserved going out there. I would have done that for anybody who had two, as long as they were playing pretty well on a normal night in the NHL. I'll have confidence in the play. Usually those guys are feeling real good. I like when we shoot the puck with the goalie out. So I don't want a player just, if you got a shot at the net, we like to take it. So if it's on his stick and he's feeling good about his game and his hands are on like that, he's as good as anybody's hitting a net from, you know, 190 feet.
On the right side, fourth row, Matt.
Coach, what was that opening puck drop like from your point of view and seeing Laine and Barkov face off with Solani dropping the puck? And did you say anything to him? Was there any kind of sense of a passing of the torch from Solani to these guys?
Those are wonderful questions, honestly, probably for Patty, because he understands the significance far more than even I do. And I was in the league when Timo Solani was, you know, a great player, and certainly in Canada when he was scoring all his goals as a rookie. So he's very well known. But it's a whole different level. When you talk about Patty Laine, those idols that those kids had, Timu, growing up, to be able to be out there to get a face-off. Now, these guys have been all on big stages, but at the end of the day, at some point, even old coaches, we're still just 5 years old, right? So I'm skating around the ice, and Yari Curry's talking to Charlie Huddy in the penalty box in the morning skate, and I get a big kick out of that. That's pretty cool for me, right? So the mid-'80s, 13, 14, 15 years old, watching the Oilers, watching Yari Curry. So he's, you know, I wave to him like I kind of know him if I don't know him. So for Patty Laine, right, having Timo Solani drop the puck in your home country and then finishing off. That'll be a memory you'll never forget.
We'll do two more questions. Back right, standing up, Brian.
Paul, Pat is the obvious storyline, but the rink was pretty tilted early in the first period. How good was Connor? And just going off what we talked about yesterday, do you see him going again tomorrow?
Well, we're still talking about it. He was outstanding tonight. He was fantastic. Took us a little while to get off the plane, it seemed, early, and then I thought we got better, had some really good kills, and he was a big part of that. That four-minute kill in the second period is the key piece to the game for us, so it stays where we need it for us to take the lead. And he has been so good for us all of last year, won us the first game of the season. And he, you know, a little bit like Patty, he wanted to kind of find his game. So we had a bunch of our A players, Dustin Byfuglien, Blake Wheeler, Connor Hellebuck. I mean, any one of them, and of course, Patty could have been stars tonight.